Hello and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory and this week I'm joined by James.
Hello.
And Shona.
Hi.
And every week we look back on the last 7 days and try and pick out a few bits of news and work out what it was all about. This week's not been a classic week for positive news or news that would be appropriate or featureable on this podcast. But we did have Cameron leaving number 10 this week. So I think that is what we will cover in this week's edition of The Facts.
Facts.
So, The Facts. Cameron, what I was going to ask you guys about is, what will Cameron be remembered for other than Brexit?
The first thing that springs to mind.
There's only one thing I can think about, and that's what he did to that poor little pig.
Well, I'm happy about this, because I was worried that the Brexit thing was going to...
Going to overshadow it.
Yeah, it was going to mean that people didn't remember the pig thing. Not that... I mean, this is all allegedly, isn't it?
We are talking about, like, this has happened, it's been confirmed. Everyone knows he did it.
Cameron... I think like everyone really wants to believe it, so yeah. that's all that really matters.
I don't think it's something you can easily forget. Like, it's such an outrageous thing for anyone to do, let alone someone who's running a country.
I guess, like, do you believe he did it?
Yeah. I do. Well, it's such a kind of initiation ceremony, that kind of boys club mentality. It wouldn't overly surprise me if it did happen.
I mean, James, you've probably done an initiation or two. Is that the sort
they've
of
never
that...
got that far.
Almost.
Normally,
you mean no one's ever like wheeled out a dead pig?
No, right. No,
most creative.
Smaller livestock, and you know, your pigeon, but never a full pig. No, they're normally sort of drinking based, but I guess obviously that, you know, could lead to the.
Yeah.
Because I heard another one, and this is again an alleged one where they got Cameron to burn £1,000 in front of a tramp.
What?
Where did you hear this?
I'm being told it was more money than that, actually.
What reputable source was this from?
I know, I've heard it from several people, but again, like, I know a lot
what
of people.
What kind of people?
Yeah, well, who are your sources close to Cameron?
Bring them onto the podcast.
If I let that on, then...
But is it like...
We'll risk having more than 20 listeners.
Where have they got their information from?
I don't know, but I guess people just come up with stories about posh people and then attribute them all to Cameron, and I'm totally fine with that. And
so he's just become like the homey beacon for every...
If I told you that, if this has been printed in the Times, would you believe it?
Probably. But only because I would assume they would have a team of fact checkers who would do that, lest they'd be liable.
Okay. Well, there's this book version where someone just needs to print it in a book. They worry about suing, and then the Times and everyone else can go, this is printed in a book. So I just need to write this book.
Yeah, someone needs to take the hit, you know. Also, I mean, I would say get someone to write it who's not got a lot, because then, you know, what are you going to sue them for? Nothing. Okay.
I'm told it was actually £50, which is a lot less.
£50, right.
I mean, it's still really obnoxious.
And then that's worse.
And then they threw. The then they story. Ruined a curry house and threw curry at the walls.
I mean, we've done that. I won't judge them too much for that. We've all had a curry fight.
But why would £50 be worse, Shona?
No, I don't mean £50 would be worse. I mean, that story, to me, is worse than the pig story.
Okay.
Just because...
What, the burning of actual money?
Yeah, not the burning of money pies. It's the fact it's in front of a tram. That's so offensive. At least the pig... Okay, the pig was harmed.
Well, the pig wasn't alive, though. The pig didn't know it was alive.
We're led to believe that the pig was dead. We'll never know, and it probably wasn't true. But it might have been, and we all want to believe it. So, other than the pig, which is... Okay, so Cameron's legacy. Number one, Prime Minister that led us out of the EU... Yeah. Number two, Prime Minister most likely to have put his knob in a pig.
In a dead pig.
But with the first one, we don't really know how that's going to play out at this point. So that could be both positive and a negative.
Well,
if it pans out really well, everyone will go.
Either way, he put us in for a referendum that then could have led us out of the EU. And if he doesn't end up with us leaving the EU, that would be even more classic Cameron, because he stood for nothing. He was the most vanilla Prime Minister of the last 100 years.
He loved a referendum.
He did, he did. Loved he referendumed his way out of every situation. So what, referendum number one was the AV
vote. That vote. Was just
it was like, we can't pointless. Even decide how to let you guys vote anymore. So here's a referendum about that that no one's going to understand. And this is the one thing that Nick Clegg asked for. Like, I mean, Nick Clegg is just sort of the child at Christmas that asks for the really easy present. Like, I just want the love of my parents. Fine, you're sorted, Nick.
And socks.
And socks. Oh, right, you definitely weren't going to get socks anyway. So, okay, sure, so you hit your referendum and then the Tories get to decide everything else. So that was referendum number one, and then referendum number two was obviously you were getting quite scared, Shona, weren't you?
I was anxious. But, well, let's not get into politics too much here. But it was another one that was on the edge. Yeah.
He almost broke up the United Kingdom. That was referendum number two. And then obviously three was the EU, where he finally got a decision out of us.
That's the most in any prime minister in history, isn't it?
I don't really remember any under Labour.
I think he's done the most of anyone, so that's, you know, very much his legacy, Captain Referendum.
Captain Referendum. So that was maybe his legacy number three, just a general revival of the referendum.
Yeah, everyone's expecting him for everything now. He's really set the bar quite high.
How do you decide when you want a referendum and when you can just make a decision yourself because you're the head of the country?
Oh, I think presumably it's like, we're all a bit on the fence, you know, we're 50-50, we'll see what the... Or they're too scared. They're like, either way, it could go quite wrong. If we let the public decide it and then it does go wrong, we can blame it on them. I genuinely think that's the mentality behind most of their referendums.
Okay, then tell me, what was a decision that Cameron made? He was six years Prime Minister.
Well, Libya.
Gay marriage.
I was going negative.
Cool, let's take. So you said, Shona?
Gay marriage.
Okay.
That was a good thing.
And did he just did that?
Well, I think when he first sort of came to power in the Conservative Party, he was seen as this kind of like very non-conservative, had a lot more kind of liberal social views in terms of, you know, like rights, sexuality, all
that. Hugger hoodie, hugger husky. Yeah,
exactly. Like he was seen as like, you know,
broken,
very much a champion of that. So I think the gay marriage thing made sense for him to kind of.
But Ireland had a referendum on that.
Now, it is shocking that he did not jump
I'm
on
really
that.
Surprised that he didn't go, those guys over there, they're having a referendum about this one. I'd hate to miss out.
I will not be outdone by them.
it just seems inconsistent. Like, I mean, how do we decide what gets a referendum? And then, you're right, there was Libya too, which was quite, I mean, that was quite bold of him really, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then obviously we wanted to do the same in Syria as well, so I think he was quite an interventionist in that.
And we said, whoa there, chill out. Libya didn't go so well.
Yeah.
All that viral of Gaddafi being dragged around. Libya's still in turmoil, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird though, because I feel like that's flown under the radar a bit. Like, Iraq, I think, really stayed with like the public consciousness for a long, long time. It was constantly being referenced. Like, even now, obviously, we've just had the Chilcot inquiry. And I feel like Libya... Obviously, there was a couple of years where it was very prevalent in the news cycles, but I personally don't feel I've heard that much about it, and I imagine it is still a great big bloody mess over there.
Oh yeah, nightmare. I wouldn't want to go into it, wouldn't want to bore you, but I definitely know all the details.
Okay.
Obviously, Cameron came into power with a big load of catchphrases, one of which was the big society.
Mm.
Do we feel like the society's any bigger?
I don't exactly know what he was trying to mean by that. Yeah.
I think we need more understanding of what that.
But he just said it a lot, didn't he?
Did he mean like sort of more inclusive? Like everyone got fatter? What?
I imagine we're more obese. That's usually with time, our country's got more obese.
Yeah. I think really.
Maybe if that's what he was referring to, you know.
Because I think he was kind of just imagining like. Everyone comes together to play a bit of cricket in the road, and we can all leave our front doors open.
One big street party.
You know what? Every day's a jubilee. The jubilee, yeah, that was part of his. That was part of his era.
Jubilee. So. Did he have the Olympics?
Yeah, the Olympics.
Things
were all looking so good at that point, and then
just the red arrows always flying above, back and forth.
He should have got out then. He should have just gone. Do you know what, guys? I'm going to leave it here. People are quite happy.
Things see you later. Going well,
but Dave, you haven't finished your scones. Don't mind me. Remember me well.
You finish the scones. I'll let you have that.
Let this be my legacy.
Scones in the Olympics.
As he sees this sort of dead pig being wheeled towards the buffet.
A hog roast.
The flashbacks. Okay, so Dave's legacy was some Brexit, some referendums.
Bit of Brexit, maybe, bit of referendum.
Maybe a pig. Gay marriage approved. Libya in turmoil. And we might have a bigger society, but no one actually knows what he meant.
Yeah. So I'd say largely, at the best, sort of ambiguous and confusing. At worst, probably a bit negative in terms of his overall legacy.
I'd say the country could have done without him.
Well, who was at that point? I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. It's
fair to say he had.
I think he's been entertaining. He's been entertaining. He's a good orator.
He's given us some material and. Probably more material than what we'll get with Theresa May.
Yeah, I feel also like he'd be like, if he heard this, he'd be quite angry. Like, that's all that you've taken from 6 years of, like, probably no, like a decade of really hard work. Well,
Dave, now that you're free, you're always welcome to come and join us on This Might Be News and defend your legacy.
Get you and Blair in.
Dave, Blair, the pig's great great nephew. And we'll get to the bottom of the facts. Well, thank you.
Tell me something I don't know.
This week, James is going to tell me about something that we don't know about. James, what is it?
It's the latest craze to sweep, probably not even just the nation, sort of the world.
The world.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
This one's really troubling me. I've seen it going on. Right, so
Pokemon Go.
So give me the basics. What is Pokemon Go?
So first off, are you familiar with the franchise Pokemon games?
Yeah.
Did you ever play the games when you were younger on your Game Boy?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I think I might have had a Game Boy, but...
Okay, well, so I'll give you a really brief intro. Pokemon stands for Pocket Monsters.
Okay.
And basically, it's this fictional world where there's all these creatures that some of them sort of vaguely resemble animals and objects in our world, and you throw these balls at them, and you catch them, and you can trade them and battle them, and they have this catchphrase, you've got to catch them all. So what they've done with Pokemon Go is they've adapted that, and they've put that so that on your smartphone you can download it and you can walk around the real world, and it's I think it's all interlinked with Google Maps, and then you can basically catch the Pokemon in the real world, obviously not like as in you then actually physically have them, but on your phone you get them, and on your camera you see them come up in your surroundings.
Yeah,
so it's making what is often kind of indoor, not very good for you kind of games a bit more interactive.
It's getting people out there. It's getting people walking.
Getting these smelly...
What could possibly go wrong?
Getting smelly nerds.
Well, some things have gone wrong already.
Yeah.
There's been some...
I mean, you know, like anything, it doesn't take long for people to start taking advantage. I think there's been all some muggings from people. I mean, some people have been sort of walking around at midnight in fairly dangerous areas trying to catch Pokemon. Yeah.
Someone found a dead body.
They did.
Although, at least the dead body got found, I think.
Was the dead body related to the Pokemon?
No,
it's not like he'd been killed by... What?
No, they were just...
Do you say killed by the Pokemon?
You know they're not real.
Just to be...
There aren't, like...
No, there's not.
Pocket monsters.
No. I felt that was obvious enough I didn't need to say, but... To be clear to Rory and any other listeners who might assume that there are actual Pokemon, there aren't. They're just, you know.
So we've got a vibrator.
It's a Pokemon!
It's Pokemon.
Isn't that a notification that.
That was actually.
A Charizard is waiting around the corner for you.
That was genuinely a notification from Pokemon Go.
It's so sad. So I was in America last week and it was like a zombie apocalypse where. Everyone on the street was just staring at their phone, wandering very slowly around, hunting for things. And then they were like forming little circles, and they were saying that thanks for the lure.
Okay, yeah. So you can you've got these things called poker stops, which are basically like landmarks.
For God's sake.
I can see how angry this is making you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't make this. Like, you look like you're angry with me.
I feel just the fact that you've got it on your phone is an endorsement.
Look,
and
do you know what? I was a really big fan of the original game. For me, there's a real nostalgia about it. I used to love it. And if I'm going to be brutally honest,
I played it up until probably last year on my Nintendo 3DS. You know, I've never really let go of it. So this for me is like the fulfillment of a sort of long standing childhood wish.
Have you got it on your phone, Shane?
No, I'll be honest.
Are you holding strong?
I could see me getting into it. I'm usually quite late to the party with these things, so I wouldn't be surprised if I get into it. But I'm going to try and avoid it.
Do you think they're going to bring back Tamagotchis?
That was my first thought when I heard about Pokemon.
I don't know, because I think Tamagotchis... I found them even more pointless than Pokemon.
I liked
it's harder
yeah.
to make Tamagotchi more interactive, like in terms of getting you out and about, than just
you
actually
have it on your phone, and then whenever you look at the phone, it looks like you're like next to a dog.
I don't know, it's not got the same.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't get a dog. Like the thing with Pokemon is obviously Pokemon, as we've clarified, don't exist.
Well, because when my Tamagotchi died after 6 days, it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
Whereas if that happened with a dog...
I'd hope you'd be more responsible with a dog than you would a Tamagotchi.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah. A fish would be maybe an intermediate.
Well, my fish died this week, so
thanks
for bringing that up.
Don't go there.
I'm sure you gave it a good send-off.
We did our best. I've got written down, though, the two men were found having fallen off a cliff. After hunting for a Pokemon on a cliff, how are we going
to
stop this?
Someone else had to be rescued from the cave.
I just felt like they were going to go anyway.
Yeah.
If they've died walking off a cliff because they're looking for Pokemon, it couldn't have been long before something else got them. That for me is just like a sort of Darwin Award.
I think this is all kind of working towards Pokemon Gate, where someone dies. I hate to say it, but someone's going to have some kind of horrible accident.
Well, it sounds like
might
they
might be driving related.
They survived.
They were
fine. Oh, they arrived. Okay.
They've lived. So, still, I think, this has been going for a week.
Yeah.
And people are nearly dying.
You know, for me, though, that's just. It's just common sense.
Isn't this just the ultimate tool for a paedophile, though? Because you would just set up.
Wow, you've gone straight in there, haven't you?
You would set up. You'd use this lure. Literally luring. I mean, most people that are going to be into this are kids, yeah?
This is why I think you're wrong. I think a paedophile is going to end up with like a lot of 25-year-old blokes who are all like, oh my God, it's finally here. Our childhood fantasies have come true. The paedophile's 12 years too late.
Those kids have grown up into nonce bashers. And
then he gets... Yeah, you've taken this into like a really...
I didn't see this coming.
A really dark alley.
Well, I think they're going to take these kids into a really dark alley.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it just feels really like a sort of putty in the hands of robbers and other sinister characters.
I think they'll probably have to find a way to kind of again though it might pass. You know.
Yeah, it's a
thing. I don't know that it's going to stay as popular as it is
now. Do you think this is the beginning of a new general phase of augmented reality gaming in our lives, where some of you are on the Pokego, some of us are on, thinking that we're like spies and we've all got little guns on our phones and we're sort of charging around. I don't know what else you could have.
Well, they've already started this, so they've got, the headsets. My friend went to E3, the big expo thing, and he said, like, he tried one on and it is absolutely unreal. Like, it is like being in the game. I think it's a matter of time though before someone takes that and just makes it into porn.
Well, I think
internet started porn.
Already happened, hasn't it?
We watched some augmented reality porn.
We did.
Just the two of you.
We actually did.
Bottle of wine, some candles.
Not together.
We were all in a room together.
Yeah, there were others in the room.
Oh, to try and make it better. It's a big group thing.
It was an augmented porn
house trip.
And I guess my main forecast of what's going to happen for that is that you're just going to have many a teenage boy who's just wearing his helmet or wearing his goggles like for hours at a time.
Yeah.
And just mum and dad are going, just going, coming and going in the bedroom.
I mean,
living in biscuits.
I got caught quite a lot when I was younger with, in theory, all of my senses and peripheral vision.
Yeah.
The next generation of young boys haven't got hope. They are just going to be busted every single day. Like, you're going to have to do it in locker rooms. That's going to be the only...
only solace.
And so on one hand you've got Pokego getting everyone out of the house, but then augmented reality is also going to
get them back in.
And these kids are going to be really torn, aren't they? Because it's going to be there's a bubbly. I was going to say a bubbly puff. That's not one.
A bubbly puff. Yes.
A bubbly puff isn't a real thing.
It could be. It sounds like it's.
There's a bubbly puff waiting around the corner for me, but these are 3D boobs.
Yeah.
I can basically touch these. What do I do?
It's the toughie.
This is going to be the modern dilemma. This is what the 2020.
If it was me, I'd do a rotor system. Okay. Porn day.
Bit of both.
Send a friend out with your poker phone and
your poker phone. I think it's still just a phone, mate.
It's just a phone.
It's not going to take over.
I'm imagining it would be Pokemon branded by that point.
Possible. I mean, Nintendo shares went up by like, I think, was it a billion or something?
Went up by 50%.
53%. So that somewhere between 50 and a billion.
That is a lot.
And it's now the most downloaded app on Android's phones.
Beat above Tinder,
Twitter,
didn't it?
And Tinder and everything else. And generally, it's taken over. And most people did think it was pretty unsuitable to put a Pokemon in the Holocaust Museum, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have known that. Like, the fact that someone had to tell them that wasn't okay was a bit ridiculous.
Just draw up a list of...
Yeah, like, I don't know, anywhere there's been a major tragedy, like...
Yeah.
Don't have one at Ground Zero.
Ground Zero, wherever else is sad.
There's other places.
Inappropriate. Cool, okay, I feel like I've learned a little bit about
I don't think you're really happy about it.
I'm not happy about it. I guess the next natural step for me to learn about it would be to download it, but that simply is not going
to
happen.
But I think if you're going to knock something, you need to try it.
I need to what?
You need to try it.
Or maybe I'll try it on your phone. I just don't want it anywhere near mine.
It's not going to give your phone, like, it's not permanent. It's not going to be a virus.
I don't want to, like,
tainted.
I don't want to be able to say that I've got it.
I don't, but people aren't going to question you. They're not going to go, just lie.
I'll have a think about it and then we can report back next week. But thank you for getting me up to speed in that one, James.
Quiz?
We like to finish every week with a quiz. James, have you ever won the quiz?
I think I might have. Oh, yeah, I did. I won it the second time, I think.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations
I was
again.
Really gracious.
Shona,
good winner.
This is your first time.
It's my chance to shine.
Beginner's luck plays a key part in my quiz, which is a lot of the time quite subjective, but this week I've done my best to keep it like there's an answer for every question this time, which is unusual. Question number one.
Are we buzzing in? Just
say your name loudly. Who didn't leave number 10 this week?
Shona.
Yeah.
Was it the cat?
The cat. What was the cat called?
I don't know anymore. I just saw a picture in some kind of... I saw a picture somewhere that implied the cat was the only person staying. That's all I know.
You saw a photo of a cat. It
was a lucky guess, okay?
You looked it in the eyes and said, that cat's going nowhere. They're having a laugh and they're easily leaving.
I'll have to pry his dead claws out.
You just don't need to read the words of news anymore. You just know.
How I consume it.
Correct, you get a point. It's Larry the cat. He doesn't actually belong to the Camerons. He belongs to a civil servant and generally was brought in to deal with the mouse situation at number 10.
I didn't know there was one.
Not because there isn't, because of Larry.
Okay.
But if he were to leave,
they'd be right back in there.
Okay. Question number two. Who was revealed to be the secret writer of Calvin Harris and Rihanna's hit single, This Is What You Came For?
Is it a famous person?
Yeah.
Someone we wouldn't expect.
It's probably the most obvious person.
James? Is that Ed Sheeran?
No.
It's normally him.
I think Calvin Harris.
James? It's not Taylor Swift, is it?
Taylor Swift is the secret writer. She wrote the lyrics for This Is What You Came For.
Okay. And then why did they make that a secret?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like the song. She gave it a listen and said, nah, not for me. Yeah. Don't tell anyone I was involved.
You released it, but I don't want to.
So it was released under sort of a Swedish pseudonym, and then obviously they broke up about a month ago, and she's been the ultimate sort of bitch ex-girlfriend, I'd say. She's been horrible, like, straight away in the arms of Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I saw that.
Won't shut up about it, just constantly posting photos. I saw in the papers this week, is Tom going to propose to Taylor?
Oh, I'm Don't sorry. Don't be ridiculous. That is, it's just a big setup to try and get
He's wearing
Tom
a vest that says, I love Taylor Swift. That's just, I mean, they haven't...
that's lazy.
Isn't there talk that this is all going to be released as part as it's all going to be part of her new music video? That's a theory.
I believe that.
Joaquin Phoenix will be involved directing it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all about trying to make the case for Tom Hiddleston to be the next Bond, but I think he's gone a little bit too lame rom-com with this particular story.
I think he might have blown
I think he's blown it. Number three, which group was branded the biggest organised crime group in the UK this week?
Oh.
It's not that obvious. If you need a clue, let me know.
Yeah, can we have a clue?
Yeah.
Think Calendar Girls.
It's not like the Women's Institute.
It's the Women's Institute.
Really?
it was branded the biggest organised crime group in the UK for the way it encourages its members to pick wild berries to make jam to sell at fairs.
Who did this branding?
This
it sounds like a Daily Mail job.
It's Cambridgeshire Police.
Right, okay.
They said that picking wild berries with intent to make a profit is a crime.
I just think if they're focusing on that, you know, things must be pretty good in Cambridgeshire. If that's their biggest issue, is berries.
Well, they've said they're not going to pursue it.
Oh, that's good of them.
So, they're safe. So, what are we on? 2-1 to James?
Yeah. Okay. But you got both yours with a clue.
I mean, you had the same clue.
True, but I got my first one without a clue.
Okay.
But you didn't get the name of the actual cat. Who was the biggest loser in Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle?
Oh, Gove?
Didn't say your name, but I'll give you a point. Shana. It was Gove, I'd say. He got punished for stabbing his friend in the back. And then also going up against Theresa May. He generally really fucked that one up, didn't he?
He did, but I think everyone's quite happy. Yeah. He's a bit of a weasel, isn't he?
I get a horrible feeling we haven't seen the last of him.
Probably God, not.
Yeah. He'll have like a sort of final act twist, won't he?
Okay, the tiebreaker.
Ooh, it's down to the wire.
Coachloads of Chinese tourists have been descending on a quiet 1970s housing estate in Oxfordshire. Why?
James, was it the scene of like a really famous film in China that they were
really close?
Is it something to do with?
Oh, is it where Corey's filmed or something?
No, I was going to say The Archers.
No,
that's not housing.
I'm going to give you a half point, James, making you the winner this week. it's because somebody's lying to these people and saying this is where the Dursleys' house is.
Ah, really?
In Harry Potter, which obviously we know is the Warner Studios, and you can very much go and see it. But no, people have just been taking groups of tourists.
Who's been telling them this?
I don't know, just corrupt coach drivers.
It's quite a good idea, actually.
Maybe just bored coach drivers.
Yeah.
sick of going to Watford for the Warner Studios.
Time to make my own fun.
Stretch our legs, get to Oxford. It'll be easier and we'll make more money. Well, that was the quiz. And that was This Might Be The News. Thank you, James. Thank you, Shona, for joining me. And we'll see you next week, listeners.